Out here, the road has a way of talking to you. That divider line, a mouth-watering story about a string of hot, melty cheese stretching as far as the eye can see. And the steering wheel, a reminder about Pilot's hand-prepped pizza, waiting for you anytime you want it. So listen to the road. Get two slices of pizza and a Pepsi for just $8. Only at Pilot and Flying J. See you out here. Available at participating locations through 11-10-25. Terms apply. See store for details.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. It is game time decisions right here on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh. It is a Friday night, which means we have 2 hours to go through everything that the Friday night board is offering you, plus a look ahead to the weekend, and as always, a little look behind as to what Thursday night football provided. And let's get straight to it here. We'll open this thing up. And I mean, is Joe Flacco the MVP of the league? 37-20 Browns, Flacco, 300 passing yards. Almost all of them in the first half, 3 passing touchdowns. Jets made some plays. They did have a pick six because it is still Joe Flacco, but the Browns have clinched a spot in the AFC playoffs. They are still, albeit a long shot, alive for the number one seed. It is incredible. I mean, it is amazing what is going on with the Cleveland Browns right now. This team feels dangerous on both sides of the ball. Odds are they will end up the fifth seed with the Baltimore Ravens as your top spot in this conference. That's if favorites hold. That's where this is going to go. And the Browns round one matchup, if favorites hold, will be the Jaguars, who this weekend go to battle without Trevor Lawrence. Now, the idea that Trevor would miss week 17, 18, and the wild card round is possibly unrealistic, but the world of the Browns are going to be a wild card round road favorite is not. The Browns have played not only Jacksonville, but also Houston, as well as Indianapolis, and they've beaten all three of those teams already this season. Cleveland is red hot. For the Jets, it's another loss, and that is, at this point, exactly what you need. We'll see what happens with Rodgers next season. Of course, many expect him back. Better draft picks can only help that situation in New York. We bring our radio audience into the fold. Excited to have you here with us across the Sports Grid Network, including SiriusXM, Channel 159. I'm Kevin Walsh with you on Game Time Decisions. We'll move off of Browns Jets for a little bit here and dive right into tonight's NBA slate. A lot of intriguing matchups, as always. Let's talk about a couple of the key spots. Philly-Houston, you'll notice about a pick'em spread. We're involved in this game at a prop. But no Joel Embiid. Again, Sixers now having to find a bit of a rhythm here without Embiid. This has not had a major impact just yet on the league MVP market, but certainly something to keep tabs on. We know that the game's restriction, foolishly set by the NBA, could potentially come into factor with some of the award races this season. Embiid, nowhere near that line just yet, but another injury comes down the line and it could really impact this race. Speaking of the MVP, Nikola Jokic tonight and the Denver Nuggets are underneath minus 120 on their money line against the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are on the second leg of a back-to-back. No Aaron Gordon in the game. But the Nuggets with Jokic in their last 50 home games, 44-6. That's over a two-season window there. Regular season, took out the postseason games. They have been virtually unbeatable in that building. To see their money line tonight, obviously the back-to-back factors in. It shows the massive respect the market has decided to put on the Oklahoma City Thunder. And it is hard to disagree. I will be involved in that game as well on an OKC player prop here. Donovan Mitchell potentially back for Cleveland tonight. You'll notice the line dropping down from 6, 5.5, even 4.5 available now. Donovan Mitchell has obviously been a key factor for the Cavs since arriving. And this shortening line here against the Bucks speaks volumes. Boston goes up against Toronto after nearly avoiding the upset of the year. a 17-point favorite against the Detroit Pistons. How to get the job done in overtime. Handed to the Pistons their 28th consecutive loss. Boston tonight goes to battle without Kristaps Porzingis, as well as Al Horford. Jaylen Brown returning on the second leg of a back-to-back. Second leg of a back-to-back for San Antonio. Victor Wembanyama, who got us across the finish line last night on a PRA prop, is out. Memphis on the second leg of a back-to-back did not have Ja Morant last night against Denver. An illness kept him out of that game. The expectation, though, is Ja's back tonight. But the fact that Ja didn't play last night, it means the Nuggets are still unbeaten with Morant in the lineup. Keep all that in mind. Big time total in Atlanta. We got a 250 number with Hawks Kings. I like that game as well. We'll go from the pro ranks to the college side of it. College basketball with its first meaty slate, I would say, in some time here. A lot of ranked teams in action. Big dogs Purdue against Eastern Kansas. The Kentucky Wildcats feature as well, and a late night battle with Arizona. Just a couple of notes from the Pac-12 yesterday, primarily looking at the USC Trojans. Obviously a lot of excitement for USC heading into this season. Not just Bronny James, but Isaiah Collier, the potential number one overall pick. This is a Trojans team that is reeling right now. It was a 2.5-point underdog at Oregon, lost that game. Now Bronny James has hardly gotten his legs under him yet, has yet to be started into the starting lineup there. We have not seen Bronny James play more than 20 minutes in a basketball game yet for USC, but the expectation is that Trojans team would be an obvious tournament team. They're going to have to start playing much, much better basketball in Pac-12 play. And then from college hoops to college football tonight, the Cotton Bowl. Now, we have not been paying attention. We've had college football on all day long. Awesome game between Clemson and Kentucky. A lot of turnovers there. Tigers get it done 38-35. Notre Dame punches Oregon State all over the field, 40-8, your final score, but double overs in that game. We are live right now with a Memphis-Iowa State game. Memphis had the halftime lead. We will update that matchup for you. That also had some juice. Can we get juice here tonight with Ohio State and Missouri? The notable number here for me is the 5.5-point spread on the Buckeyes. We've covered this game quite a bit on the College Football Today crew, which we are, of course, live tomorrow. Cannot wait. Three jam-packed hours. Myself, Ben Stevens, and Joe Lisi. Make sure you're with us from 9 to noon. We'll be live for a CFT one-hour special as well. Joe Lisi stops by tonight. But we've talked a lot about this game. Ohio State spent times booked as an underdog in this matchup here. Now, all of a sudden, in comes a favored status here for the Columbus crew. Some of that is the Missouri Tigers missing two starting defensive players, but it also might mean some of these Ohio State guys gaining confidence that they are going to be available tonight for this game. All stuff to keep an eye on. Total 51.5. We'll be in the mix in that game. We're actually heavily in the mix in this game. It's my favorite bowl game we've had so far. I have four bets in this game, all near best bet material. And let's start it off right now with a quick pick. I'm taking the Missouri Tigers +3.5 in the first half. So Missouri has had five games this year as an underdog. They are 4-1 against the spread in those games. The lone non-cover was a backdoor loss to LSU on an atrocious pick six. But in the first half, Missouri is not only a perfect 5-0 against the number. They have led at half in four out of the five games.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
The exception was Georgia, and it was tied. They have not trailed in any of these games at halftime. They were up by 8 against LSU, 15 on Tennessee, and led by a field goal against both Kentucky and Kansas State. I get it, Ohio State is a big-time program, but Missouri is looking to make a statement tonight that next year they will be a big-time program, and it's going to be a hot start for the Mizzou Tigers, who cover an early 3.5. Three more picks in that game, NBA slate. It's all next year. It's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions on a Friday night. Updating the Liberty Bowl. Memphis 36-20 right now in this football game. If you take a look at the live options here, you have a 10.5-point line in favor of the Tigers. Total checking in 64.5. Memphis backers rejoicing. This team playing a home game. It was one of the most surprising lines of bowl season. Catching double digits, are up 16. Overbackers right now are looking for probably just a field goal to get you there. Now, you're not going to get a field goal out of Iowa State. Down 16, so that would have to come from Memphis. But with all the time left in this game, overbackers are in a good position. But I've been there. I know you're stressed out. Get this thing home. It feels like it should have already probably been in the door with a lot of hot starts here overall. But a lot of time left, certainly, in that fourth quarter. The big bowl game tonight is the matchup between Ohio State and Missouri, two top 10 teams in college football. A 5.5-point line. Total now coming up a touch here, 51.5. I want to get you your most updated numbers across the board because this has been a fluent number throughout the day. So 5.5 is the highest number you will find right now, flat 5. So the number's starting to settle back down a little bit towards Missouri. As far as the total goes, mostly 51.5, some 50.5 still out there and available, though. I mentioned them already on Missouri, plus 3.5 in the first half. For me, and I think the Tigers can cover the full game, I think they can absolutely win this game outright. But what stood out more than anything is the trend of backing this team in the first half. Led LSU by 8, Tennessee by 15, Kansas State and Kentucky both by 3. Booked as a dog in all of those games, and then a sizable dog against Georgia, tied at the break. So I think Ohio State will struggle to create separation from Missouri here, who I think will be more than game in this matchup. I am also on the over in this football game at 50.5. This is a total that I've been anxious to bet, and I'm betting here today. I look at the opt-out list, and where the absences are tonight, the Ohio State side of it, Marvin Harrison Jr. most likely missing this game, though it has not been 100% confirmed. That obviously is massive. I don't worry that much about McCord being absent. You'll notice that in my props tonight. Devin Brown and McCord had a battle this year. Yes, Kyle McCord won it. But I think Devin Brown being around this program for a full season, still had game repetitions. They used him as a runner during big ball games there, down in the red area, was always in the mix, always a part of the game plan for Ohio State. I think he can be comfortable here. The absences for me on both sides of the ball, it feels like it could be more the defensive players missing, right? Now, again, we've not had full confirmation that a Tommy Eichenberg, right, or Josh Proctor missed this game for Ohio State, but there are absences for them on the defensive side. And then for Missouri, the only absences are two defensive starters. But that shows that these offense should be really near full gas in this game. I'm playing the over. So those are the first two. Missouri plus the 3.5 in the first half, over 50.5. And then two Devin Brown props. We'll start on the rushing angle, over 30.5 rushing yards. Mentioned, Devin Brown has never once just left the Ohio State week-to-week game plan. They would bring him in the red area. They believe in what he can do as a runner. And mobile quarterbacks have had success against Missouri this season. Jaden Daniels, obviously, right? But Devin Brown is not Jaden Daniels. KJ Jefferson had a 22-yard run within the first two drives of the game against Mizzou and then did leave injured. But he was on his way for a huge day on the ground. Max Brown went over 40. Joe Milton gave a 36 performance. Early season, K-State's Will Howard and Avery Johnson combined for over 50 rushing yards. That's really the sample of mobile quarterbacks that Mizzou has played this season. So we see it that it has been consistent, and that's where I think Devin Brown is different from McCord, and they're going to really look to use Brown in this matchup. But I also love his over 1.5 passing touchdown prop. This number was plus 106. I'll double check for you to see if that number is still, by the way, number just dropped down to 4.5 on the side here. Passing touchdown prop up to plus 108. So going the other direction, I love this number. Kyle McCord hit this prop in 5 consecutive to end the season, 7 out of his last 8 games, 9 of 12 on the year. If Kyle McCord was the quarterback, this would be 2.5. If McCord was the quarterback, this would be 2.5. I don't think that's the gap between McCord and Devin Brown. And if you take a look here, FSU has allowed 8 of 11 FBS quarterbacks to hit this number. The hit rate against Missouri is massive. The Kyle McCord hit rate on this was super, super strong. The reason that this number is not 2.5 at plus money or 1.5 at minus 180, minus 190, is because it is Brown instead of McCord. I don't buy the gap that much. So I'm going to get involved here on Devin Brown over 1.5 passing touchdowns, as well as his over 30.5 rushing yards over in this football game. Missouri plus 3.5 tonight in the first half. Big touchdown pass. Rocco Becht. Iowa State's going to have to go for 2 to try to make that a one possession game over backers. Rejoice. The Liberty Bowl is yours. Let's get to the NBA tonight. De'Aaron Fox over 6.5 assists. Kings Hawks tonight, absolutely worth our attention here. Big time total in the 250 market. Now, I've talked about Fox's 36.5 points plus assist prop off of a loss. He hit this last game out, but also they lost. So I was going to re-rack that, but Fox was off of a 40-point performance in the game against Portland. So they jumped up his number of 30 of his points prop. So now it's 37.5, but we're getting great plus money tonight on over 6.5 assists. He's not missed this prop in 3 straight games all year long. He is a perfect 4-0 in this spot when looking to snap this streak of 2-plus games in a row. And he is 4-2 to the over on 6.5 assists when he scored 35 points in the game prior. It's a great spot tonight for Fox in a high-tempo game here going up against the Hawks. On the other side of the court, give me Trae Young over 29.5 points. Let's keep this simple. I don't want to complicate this. He just snapped a 7-game streak of going for 30-plus points. And it was his first game, last game out for Trae Young against the Chicago Bulls, where he shot less than 40% from the field. The last time that happened was November 28th. He followed that up by going out there and shooting 52% from the field against San Antonio and with 45 points. Trae Young tonight, clear bounce back spot. Fox as well. Both guards tonight should have a phenomenal game here in this spot. 2-point conversion failed by Iowa State, so now it is a 10-point game, stays 2 possessions. Fred VanVleet, give me over 7.5 assists. Dropping number. If you were with us the other night when this team played the Indiana Pacers, VanVleet over the 8.5 assist number was the best bet for us and was able to cross the finish line. VanVleet goes out there against the Phoenix Suns, falls short of his assist prop. They dropped this tonight due to down to 7.5. Now, I understand it. Philadelphia is a great team. You guys know I believe in them. Preseason NBA Finals pick. I'm all about this Sixers group. No Embiid matters, but also, why drop this number? If it was 8.5, maybe I stay away. VanVleet, okay, has only missed a 7.5 assist prop in consecutive games twice the entire season. When he had less than this number in the game prior, he is 8 out of 10 games with 8-plus assists the next matchup. Clear bounce-back spot for VanVleet here at home as well. Love this opportunity. And then lastly, my favorite bet in the association tonight is going to be Chet Holmgren over 9.5 rebounds plus assists. It caught my eye. Chet, rebounding numbers last two outings, had 9 total. Really was not crashing the glass, but he's done a great job in bounce-back spots all year long, returning through this number. 3-0 this year when he misses the 9.5 rebounds plus assist prop in 2 consecutive. He might be able to get this with 10-plus rebounds alone. He had a double-double in that recent game against Denver. I trust Chet Holmgren here in a big way. There are some things I've listed out as potential value props. Not all numbers available. Guys to keep tabs on. Sam Hauser, okay, with Al Horford and Kristaps Porzingis out, as well as Scottie Barnes and his assist prop in that game due to Dennis Schroeder being moved to the bench. Kyle Kuzma could be in for a bounce back here. 3 straight games without 20-plus. That's the first time that's happened.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
season long, as well as potentially Tyrese Maxey's threes. He let me down the other night against Orlando. The volume was lacking. We'll see. We'll talk to Coach James Young next right here on a Friday night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back to right here. It's Game Time Decision. Feels like the first time in a long time I get to talk to my man, Coach James Young, here on Game Time. JY, how do we feel? It's a Friday night.
Remember that song by Johnny Depp? Just got paid. It's Friday night. Well, you're a little bit younger than me, so you may not know that song. But that goes back to my childhood.
I got another one. All right, I'll have to reach out to my dad and ask him if he knows it. Maybe he can help me out a little bit there. JY, can we talk a little college hoops tonight here quickly, and then we'll bounce it over to the NBA. There's a lot of good stuff to get to in the association. Let's start here, though. Top 10 team Kentucky laying a big number in their matchup against the Redbirds, Illinois State. Do you trust the Wildcats here laying a big one?
I do, Kevin. If you think about the fact that Illinois State's schedule is 324th in the nation, right? So their schedule hasn't been tough, right? And you look at the fact that UK started to play really better since Bradshaw, especially, has gotten to the lineup. Illinois State struggles to score the ball, 303rd in points per game. They are below average on synergy on offense, whether it's man or zone, and they play 99.8% man. So now you're going to line them up against a Kentucky team that's fourth in the nation in offense, got Bradshaw, and they're clicking. And this is probably one of their last tune-ups before they get into SEC play. They're at home. The last three times I think they've been at home, they've won by 15-plus. Give me the Kentucky Wildcats by 19.5 points. I think they win by 25-plus going away.
Look, you know, I love this Kentucky team. I got beat around a little bit when they went out there and played Louisville because I tried to bet on Wagner and Bradshaw, and just neither guy came in. Reeves had an awesome, awesome night. It's the first time this team's playing in over a week, and it's interesting. You look at, and this is one of these games, JY, it's on Cal, right? Because you play North Carolina, it's easy to get up for. Rivalry game against Louisville, okay. Now, Christmas, right? A little bit of break, a little bit of time with the family. We're playing Illinois State. We're at home. Come on. What's the worst that happens? Well, what happened against UNC Wilmington, right? I mean, Cal should not have an issue explaining to this team, hey, this is what happens when you don't show up. But it's one of those spots. I do want to ask you about another game. I'm not sure if you're going to be on it at all. But Gonzaga tonight, going up against San Diego State, easy to, like, this is a team in San Diego State that was a preseason top 20 team in college basketball. Now, they've obviously not performed anywhere near that level. They've lost this season to both BYU and Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon loss obviously being the worst of the bunch, but still 30th overall in KenPom here, and a light line tonight of 6.5 for Gonzaga. How, if much, are you interested in this game at all?
It's a very interesting game because style make fights, K-Dub, and San Diego State style should line up well for them versus Gonzaga. They shoot the ball pretty well, right? Zags not the greatest defensively, especially on the perimeter. And the Aztecs have enough, I think, to kind of muck this game up. The key will be if San Diego State also doesn't turn the ball over, can they keep their turnovers down, make this a half-court game? If Coach Dutcher can do that, this is where they can be in the game. I think this game goes down to the stretch. And I'll be honest with you, K-Dub, I do like the Aztecs plus the point. The record doesn't say that they're that good, but you said it best. Their KenPom says they are. I think they're in the game tonight. Mm-hmm. Give me the 6.5 for San Diego State.
All right, definitely something for us to keep our eye on. College basketball is about to really start to ramp up tonight. Also, I don't want to get into it too much with everything going on with Terrence Shannon Jr., but Illinois tonight has to play without him. We'll see how that looks. They're a top program this season. JY, obviously, hard to imagine Shannon Jr. plays another game for Illinois at all. JY, NBA-wise here, Knicks Magic as well. We're going to start one of the top games, one of the opening games on this slate here tonight. The Knicks on the road. Who are you backing?
I'm back in the Knicks here. I thought the Knicks at times looked really, really good against Oklahoma City. Shout out to Tom Thibodeau for putting Emmanuel Quickly on the bench and putting back R.J. Barrett in the game. Just completely messed that game up because you were actually had a chance to steal it. But I think it's a spot for New York, and here's why, Kevin. They have to go to Indiana tomorrow. And then New Year's Day, 3:30, NBA TV, they play Minnesota. Like, Kevin, this is a big spot for a Knicks team that can start to roll the other way. It could easily be on a four-game losing streak with the games that they have coming up at Indiana home against Minnesota. Now, I know that Orlando's been a very good surprise, but when I saw them against Philadelphia and get bludgeoned to death, I think Tibbs and this game will muck this game up. I will take the New York Knicks on the money line in a close, sneaky good matchup versus the Magic tonight in Orlando.
All right. The Knicks, look, you mentioned the schedule, JY. I mean, all in all, they're a 17-13 team. They are, it's interesting. There's a couple of teams that would probably kill to be 17-13 right now. Phoenix Suns come to mind. But I know the schedule is difficult. The Knicks just haven't moved me this year. Like, what have you made of this start to the season for the Knicks right now?
Kevin, they remind me of the Chicago Bulls team a couple of years ago that they beat everybody they were supposed to beat, right? And then if they played anybody good, they lost. And I think you could, you know, obviously you're going to say, oh, well, they beat the Lakers in L.A. Well, the Lakers are, besides each season tournament, they haven't cared. Well, Jalen Brunson dropped the 50-piece versus Phoenix. It's Phoenix. Like, they're playing terrible. So I think that when you look at the Knicks, they are what they are, which is a 17-13 team. They'll be a tough out. They rarely get blown out, but they need a piece. And I know everybody's been talking about they need to go get a superstar. There's the whole drama with CAA and you know, Clutch Sports and all this other nonsense. I'm going to say it to you like this. The Knicks need two things. Number one, which RJ Barrett is it? Like, can we figure this out? Because it's year five, and it's the same RJ. Great some nights, awful the next night. I think the Knicks, K-Dub, I may sound crazy. If they want to try and move up, they need a 3-and-D guy. A 3-and-D guy that's maybe not being used as much as he should be in his current situation, and that could step into New York at that small forward spot and elevate their game. Like, and I think this is crazy. OG Anunoby, which, you know, Masai Ujiri is going to ask for like 19 first-round draft picks. Yeah, Lauri Markkanen, what does Danny Ainge do? Which I still think is interesting. They're going to try and move Markkanen. But the guy I've always been a fan of, K-Dub, but I know it sounds crazy. I think DeAndre Hunter would be fantastic with the Knicks. He knocks down threes. He's a high-level defender. Can play three, can move to the four. And at some point, Atlanta's just going to blow this thing up because they're all over the place. So I think they need a 3-and-D guy that can help elevate their game. I'm not saying that makes them a title contender, but they need a guy that can knock down threes and can play perimeter defense because, let's be honest, Grimes can't score. Barrett don't play D. DiVincenzo, too small. Randall doesn't play D. They need someone that can play a little bit of defense in the front court.
Here's what I'll say. The Brunson star thing, it depends how many guys you think can be the best player on a championship team. If you think that list is 18 guys long, then okay. But if the list is seven, eight, Brunson isn't a top eight player in the NBA. Nobody thinks he is. So that's where I think some of the Becky Hammon stuff kind of got skewed. Not even really the point. Where this team would need to readjust things is getting Randall dropped down to the third best player, getting RJ out. And that's, look, they locked themselves into RJ, and here we are. And but look, it's early. But also, they bring in DeAndre Hunter, and eventually Thibs will just throw him out of the rotation because, so that's kind of the other issue with that. You're on a Brunson prompt tonight, by the way?
Yeah, I like his assists prop. I think it's at 5.5. Listen, he's hit this, I think, in four of the last five games. And if I'm Orlando, they're pretty good. 5.5, shoot, I'm sorry. They've been hanging at 6.5 lately. And this is one of these spots where a Brunson is going to be able to get into the paint. And if Orlando, as good as they are defensively, they're going to close the floor, and they're going to not let him get loose. So they dropped the assist prop, which is usually 6.5 to 5.5. It's kind of like, I think you were talking about another player they did that too, where they've been hanging his prop a certain way, and they dropped it by one. To me, this is a spot where I think he gets 6+ assists tonight because he's got to get these other guys going. Because if he gets in the lane and creates and gets shots out for other guys, then the lane opens up in the second half. Brunson, over 5.5 assists tonight.
And then, Jerry, look, let's just finish out the New York portion of this. The Nets tonight go to Washington, play the Wizards. How do you want to bet this game?
You have to take the Nets, right? Minus a point, I would think. When you're looking at a Brooklyn team that shoots the ball extremely well from three versus a team in the Wizards that defend the three, bottom 10 in the NBA. Washington's defense is absolutely terrible. The Nets can score. And the biggest thing I was looking at, they get out-rebounded by 10 rebounds a game. That should be a spot for the Nets to get busy. And then if you can find Nicholas Claxton double-double props that are not crazy, I think you should be able to get the points because Gafford's not a strong defender. There's lob threat, offensive rebounds, but then there's also the rebounds. Claxton should get a double-double tonight for Brooklyn.
I was looking at the Kuzma stuff. His number's 21.5. He's on the worst run he's been on throughout his season. Right now, if you look at his last three games, 7 against Golden State, 17 against Orlando, and then a 14 game against Toronto. And I should be willing to bounce back on, but I just don't super believe, obviously, in the player that Kyle Kuzma is. I already lost once on him with Orlando. Like, I'm willing to lose on a De'Aaron Fox twice. Like, I'm willing to lose on a Fred VanVleet twice. I'm good on losing on Kyle Kuzma twice. Well, I'll do a Kuzma prop again, maybe in like March. And that's when that'll feel fine. JY's going to stick around. We got a lot more to picks to get to in the NBA here tonight. It is a Friday game time decisions on Sports Grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's waste no time here. Game time decisions. Kevin Walsh and Coach James Young. JY, Donovan Mitchell back tonight for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're playing the Milwaukee Bucks. Are you going to get involved in this game?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Milwaukee here. Listen, I look at the situation for Milwaukee. Is it's more about who's not playing for Cleveland. Obviously, Donovan Mitchell is in, but, you know, we still have Mobley out. We still have Garland out. So I think this is a spot where Milwaukee needs to flex their muscle here. They are only 7-6 away, so that is the concern with Milwaukee. But this should be a spot here where I like Milwaukee in against Cleveland. They have a couple of days off before they play Indiana two straight. So this is the part of the schedule where they need to start to get fat. Cleveland, two games against Indiana, San Antonio, Houston, Utah, and then they start the crazy shots with Boston, Golden State, and Sacramento. Big spot here for Cleveland, but I do like the Bucks minus the points on the road.
We almost, JY, had ourselves a head-to-head again, but the line dropped a little bit, and I said, you know what, let me give Donovan a game back, because there was a 6 out there a little bit earlier, and it just, but the Cavs are playing a little bit better now. The Bucks obviously have not been an amazing road team throughout this season. Interested to see if Lillard bounces back. He was rough in a game against Brooklyn, despite the fact that they won that game going away and put up 144.
He has struggled from three lately. Even in Nick game, even though he scored the points, I think it was 4 of 12. He Dame's got to get a little bit better from three for this team if they're going to succeed. Plus, because he's not giving you anything, honestly, defensively. So that's why I think with Beasley and obviously Dame time, that's why you can look at Donovan Mitchell to score tonight. We'll see what happens with Cleveland. Cleveland tried something I saw interesting against the Knicks. I'm sorry, Milwaukee did interesting against the Knicks. Is when Brunson got off, They went to Andre Jackson, the rookie out of UConn, to try to put a little bit of length. Let's see if that happens again tonight, because it didn't work, because Brunson cooked him too, and choking Spider.
Moving over here, JY, to a game tonight between Houston and Philadelphia. Embiid out once again. How much does that impact your approach to betting this game?
It doesn't, because I think when you look at Philadelphia, you see a situation where in the last two games, and I think you've talked about it, Tyrese Maxey has not been great without JoJo. I think this is a get-right game. He did have 23 in the last game, shot at 50% from the floor, but we know about the horrific 12-point game he had against Miami. I think he gets loose. There's enough there, and I know that Houston has been a really great story. They have been. And shout out to Ime Udoka. He's done a great job with this team. But, Kev, I kind of feel like they're starting to, like, come back to the pack a little bit here as of late. Yeah, they've lost the last two. They lost in Phoenix. We're getting blown out. They blew that game to Indiana. I think Philadelphia gets the win. But I will look at what my guy, Alperen Şengün. I like his points plus rebounds tonight. I think it's a spot for Şengün. I look at the matchup, right? So now he's not playing against JoJo. Who's he going against? He's going against Paul Reed. And what does Paul Reed do? He gets into foul trouble. So I think this is a spot where Paul Reed can get himself into foul trouble, although he was good last game with 15 points in 32 minutes, but still four fouls. Şengün gets busy tonight. Şengün over points plus rebounds, but the Sixers get the win.
I am on FVV, 7.5 assists. They dropped that number tonight, partly due to respect for the Philadelphia 76ers, which I can understand, but I'm trusting him at home here in a bounce back spot. He's been excellent, JY, throughout. They've not only confirmed Embiid is going to miss this game, but Embiid is also going to be out for the next game against the Chicago Bulls, which puts Embiid right now at 25 games played out of 30. He's going to miss tonight and tomorrow, so that'll put him at, what, 7 missed games? JY, this is the, look, it is very unlikely that Embiid would miss, what is it, 17 games? You have to play 65.
Yeah. So 65, yep.
It's very unlikely that Embiid would miss 18 games and still be worthy of league MVP. But you notice that Jokic, and those MVP odds there, right? These just shifted. They're out of date now. Jokic is a new favorite, 2-1, and Embiid 3-1. Look, man, I understand why the league did it. It was really, really stupid. And by the way, when I say those are out of date, I don't mean that those are like this just changed now because they just confirmed that he's going to be out for a 2-game window, right? Because bettors just went, oh man, he only has 11 games of breathing room. Think about that. We're just turning to January, JY, and Embiid now only has 11 games of room if he's going to win league MVP.
Yeah, and I think that's gonna be significant, folks. So if you think that JoJo's going to play, I like the 3-1. But I'm going to, you know what, Kev? You know what I'm starting to come around to? Is Luka. I mean, Luka's been on a heater. And he's at 4.5-1. He's been absolutely fantastic without Kyrie. It's going to be intriguing, but this whole thing now, Kevin, of the games missed is going to start to move the market. So you got to start to stay ahead of this and start to look at this as a way for guys to qualify, not just for the MVP, but the other awards. And the other question is this, and I have not, and maybe you know this better than me. What about the teams that advanced in the in-season tournament and they played the two or the Lakers, the three extra games? I know it doesn't count in the standings, but so that means it doesn't count for the 65. That is something I feel is interesting as well, because how does that work out if LeBron plays 63 games? Well, they played three in-season tournament games he had to play. Is that 63 or is that 66? I don't know if I've ever seen how that shakes out, but that would be an interesting topic in the future.
So you mentioned the league MVP, and the guy who has my attention more than I had anticipated is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah.
They tonight play Denver. So we'll slow play this, and I'll do a wraparound.
You have a Jokic, now the new, back again, favorite to win league MVP. How are you betting that game tonight?
Get me on the court and I'm trouble. Tonight, the Joker gonna drop a triple-double. You know that rapper. That was Ice Cube. But you know about Ice Cube. I'm taking a Joker to get a triple-double tonight. Why? It's barely plus money. Listen, guys are out. Aaron Gordon's out. He's going to have to do a little bit of everything. I kind of got after the Joker because I thought his shooting percentages were not up to par. And he turned around and gave you a perfect triple-double with 11 for 11 from the floor. I think that he's going to, it's a big spot. It's a match versus two guys that are going to be running for MVP. I think the Joker goes triple-double tonight in a fascinating game, Kevin, in which I think there's going to be points. I think there's going to be points because of the fact that SGA and OKC is going to push the pace. But on the flip side, even though it's in mile high, they're not going to change their style. That number of 236.5, I think this game goes over. I think it's in the 240s.
So I think that all makes a lot of sense. But that line tonight is 1.5. Now, Aaron Gordon's out. There's a second leg of a back-to-back. But this team has won 44 of 50 regular season games in Denver that Jokic has played in. That line shows how much they believe in Oklahoma City. I mentioned being interested in betting SGA for league MVP. You have to have a top 10 player in this league to win a championship is still my belief, and they obviously have one in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Now, I got to figure out a couple of things here because I have preseason bets to win the West on Dallas and Memphis. We'll see what happens when Kyrie gets back. Ja Morant's going to be my league MVP if he gets Memphis into the postseason. I have been very tempted, JY, to bet Oklahoma City because unlike when people have, remember, should we bet Memphis now? Ooh, should we bet Minnesota now? Things like that. There's a lot to like with both of those ball clubs. I'm talking about last year or even this year. But when the Minnesota Timberwolves are plus 850 using just the FanDuel number. Oklahoma City is 13-1. SGA is the best player between those teams. I am very, very interested, JY, in the OKC to win the West number. I just already have two preseason bets, so I got to figure out a couple of things. But they've earned a lot of respect for me in that market. I want to move on, though, because tonight, Beal's back. Phoenix is laying 16. It is remarkable. I know Charlotte's terrible. I know it's the second leg of a back-to-back. But Boston, the best team in the NBA, just laid basically this number to Detroit. Now that's what Phoenix is laying in Charlotte. I would bet the Hornets here if I was betting this game, but I'm not. What are you doing?
If I'm going to bet anything, I'm going to Beal. He is back. Points and assists. Listen, it's a perfect spot for him to come back, right? Low pressure. In fact, just go points. Points props 14.5. Don't even worry about the assists. It's a get right spot for him. It's a perfect opportunity to get him in the mix, get him a lot of shots, get him comfortable for a Phoenix team that is, let's be honest, they are one of the biggest disappointments in the NBA. And I get it. They haven't had Bradley Beal in the lineup, but they still have, two top 10, top 12 players in the sport. They have Jusuf Nurkić, who is a well above average center. They have Eric Gordon, a proven scorer for a long time. They have Grayson Allen. They have a really good coach at Frank Vogel. They're better than this. So I do think I like Beal. I'm like you. I can't trust this. I know people are going to say, run to the window, take it. If anything, I may play first quarter or first half, but I can't take this for a game. Too many points, kid. I mean, it's backdoor cover written all over it.
And then, JY, one more college basketball pick tonight. Some Pac-12 action here. Arizona and Cal. What are you going to do with this game?
I truly believe, and listen, they had I guess you would call it a rough game, I guess you could say, last time out or whenever they played against FAU. I like this team in Arizona, and I think this is a spot where it's a get-right spot. Listen, Cal is decent, but I think it's a spot where it's just too much. And I think an Arizona team in a league in a Pac-12 that may not be as good as what we thought because of how UCLA has played, how USC has played, how Arizona State has played. They got to just start bludgeoning people because you got to look at the SEC being a better league. You got to look at, obviously, the Big 12 being a better league. You can look at maybe the Big East being a better league, what UConn has to go through. So they got to start beating people up. It starts tonight, minus 13.5. Give me the Arizona Wildcats.
I like this Arizona team. I am disappointed that they lost to FAU because secretly I don't really like this FAU team very much. I don't know. They're just not for me. And now they've completely legitimized the Owls. So we just have to live with that. And we will. We will. You and I will also, I don't want to, we'll talk.
And so when we have, you know, we talk about this team. And Kevin's right. FAU, all of a sudden people are all about FAU. But we like the Arizona Wildcats here. And we'll see what FAU does in their new league.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
But for me, Arizona, they should step up to the plate and be a top-level team. It'll be interesting what happens for the rest of the college basketball season. We're in conference play, so things are going to pick up here in regards to that. So we'll see what happens for the rest of the college basketball season, as I think we got K-Dub back, hopefully. K-Dub, yeah. Are you there? Are you there?
We'll talk to you more in a bit. Good stuff, J-Y.
I'm gone. See you next time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Sports Grid, it is Game Time Decisions. A little just choppy on the way out. We appreciate everybody sticking with us here, though, on the grid. But I kept Coach here mainly because I was robbed of getting to ask him something on air that I just talked to him off air, but I don't care. I'm running it back. With the Pac-12, USC is an early season big disappointing team because disappointments in college basketball are varying, right? Like, Duke has been very disappointing, but they're going to the tournament. Michigan State's been disappointing, but they got that win against Baylor. They'll probably still be in the tournament. USC looks like a team that could miss the NCAA tournament. And they not only have Bronny James, which is the story of that team, obviously, but potential number one overall pick Isaiah Collier, JY, is on that team as well. And this might be super unfair, and I will admit this is more box score reading than getting the opportunity to sit down and watch a ton of USC. Man, I know he's like the preseason Pac-12 Player of the Year. I don't know if Boogie Ellis being there is good for either of their development. That's probably a little unfair to Boogie. But, man, the USC Trojans right now are reeling, and they got to turn this thing around quickly.
They have to turn around quickly because that 82-74 loss at Oregon, in which Boogie Ellis shot 26.7% from the floor at 11 points after only going 2 against Alcorn State, that's a problem sometimes when you have experience in youth. Does the experience mess up the youth? Because Boogie Ellis is looking at Isaiah Collier and looking at Bronny James. And you know what he's thinking about, K-Dub? Draft status. That is what that kid is thinking about in his last year eligibility. So he wants the rock. He's getting 33.3 minutes. Any info may have a problem with his hands because this team is 6-6, and they are staring at the NIT right now.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. JY, great stuff as always. Appreciate you stopping by here on a Friday night. We're going to reset the card for you at the top of the hour. JY with a ton of great picks. We'll bring those to you as well because you know what? We didn't have any head-to-head, so I don't have to root against any of JY's picks tonight. Coach, appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. We're back in less than a minute on Sports Grid.